104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone at 9:49. 10 o'clock will bring us the midday 180. Their guest will include Austin Price, and at 1 o'clock, John McClain will be with them. By the way, our Twitter poll, which underdog will win tomorrow, Auburn or Texas Tech? Auburn at 67%. Don Davenport voted no telling how many times from the 3HL. She joins us now. Proud Auburn alum. War Eagle on that. Don, how you doing this morning?
War Eagle, boys. I tell you what, it is a good day to be an Auburn alum, a good weekend. And I'm not going to lie, I never thought I would see this.
Yeah.
Final four appearance.
Yeah. You know, as an alum, you know, what are you thinking as you see him finally break through and beat Kentucky, win that close game and get there? Do you just start, you know, making your reservations for Minneapolis?
I know, right? And the teams that they beat to get here, I've been calling them the blue blood killers here the last week or so. Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky. So I was at Auburn I'm about to age myself here, but back in 1998, and I don't know if you guys remember, that was the Chris Porter time,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? His junior year, they went to the Sweet 16. Then the next year, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and it's like, Auburn is number one, and he's the reason why. And, you know, it's so much excitement about basketball back then. And I thought, okay, this is it. Like, we're going to be a basketball school now, and it's all because of Chris Porter. And
it was like Doc Robinson, or I was trying to think of who else was on those teams.
No, I want to say he was the year prior, but that's the thing. It was Chris Porter and then a bunch of no names, you know, and I say no names, but a bunch of guys that not everybody knew. Chris Porter was just the guy. And then I want to say it was, guard Scotty Pullman, who, you know, you're just typical kind of like average basketball guy that everybody loves. He lives in Nashville now, by the way. I'm sure he's excited about this run, but you know, after that, Porter got trouble, was suspended the last 8 games of that season and accepting money from an agent. And then it was like 15-year drought for the NCAA tournament, you know, until last year with Bruce Pearl coming in. We had he was the fourth coach in 10 years. So you just look at this Auburn basketball program. And since then, since the Chris Porter days, that just completely turned into a disaster. You just thought, okay, it's never going to happen. Auburn's never going to be able to compete at basketball again. It's just, it's gotten to that point. We're a football school, and look at us now. So it's crazy because I look back and I'm like, God, that was a long time ago that I was in college and we were excited about basketball. And now this is what it's turned into. And I kind of liken it too. As to Tennessee, you know, during March, we are always all in on spring football, right? We're talking position battles and paying attention to every word that comes out of spring practice. Same with Tennessee fans. They've been talking basketball in March. And now Auburn fans, I mean, it's, oh, yeah, that's right. Spring football is going on. Well, we'll get to that after this.
Dawn,
so it's crazy.
Dawn, any truth to the rumor you're going to be wearing a free Chris Person t-shirt during the game?
Yeah. No,
Chuck Person?
Chuck Person, rather. Chris Person. Chuck, free Chuck Person. Ruin the joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth on all of that, right? By the way, I heard my boy Blaine is drinking Haterade, is what we call it, talking about, oh, yeah, Auburn could win, so then they'll have to vacate it later. Come on now.
Hey, well, I gave you both sides. I want you guys to win. I want you guys to win the whole deal. And then I want, for radio purposes, to be vacated. All jokes aside, I hope Bruce Pearl, I'm a big fan of his, wins it all. I just want to know what the fan base, been an alum, a fan base, and how you think the atmosphere is on campus. Do you think this has reached the height of the Cam Newton days when he was there and all the, you know, the blitz that was going on and all the activities as far as on campus to all the wins? I mean, man, this has reached a new height, at least for sure in basketball. But do you think the fever is just as crazy as the Cam Newton days?
I don't know if I would say it's just as crazy. I think it's probably close because of the fact that you look at these guys on this team. They have this underdog mentality. You know, they're given the fifth seed in the NCAA tournament, which, by the way, I said from the get-go was ridiculous that they should have been a higher seed, but they were still able to deal with that. But I don't know if it's quite to that level of Cam Newton, because let's be honest, at the end of the day, football is king. and that's always been king at Auburn. But I will say this, the football team is talking about this basketball run. You know, I know Gus Malzahn has been at all the games. So I think it's close at the end of the day, though, that the Cam Newton frenzy and the national championship runs and all of that for football, that's still king, but this is pretty fun. And my text chains of all my Auburn friends and girls or whatever is just crazy right now. So there's a lot of excitement, and I know a ton of fans are going to be in Minneapolis. I don't know if you can quite say it's the Cam Newton football craze, though.
So don't believe the hater egg juice or whoever told you that, because if I want you to win the national championship and then vacate, I don't know how that's hater juice. I'm the only one picking Auburn to win it all.
Are you really picking Auburn?
Yes, I've said it numerous times. Yeah, I picked them to win today or this weekend as well as win the championship. Yeah.
See, that's why you're my boy, Blaine, right there. Yeah. So
it will be vacated.
You know what I want? There you go. Yeah. I want that whole shining moment video with Auburn cutting down the nets. You know, a nice little appearance of triple spillage from Kevin Ingram. That's what I want. That's my plan.
Oh, that would be the way to go. No question. Don, thanks for the time. Have a good time up there. I hope your team gets a job.
Enjoy the moment.
All right. War Eagle, boys. War Eagle.
There you go. Appreciate you later. You were teasing her about F-words yesterday. Your favorite F-words is Final Four.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh.